Hello and welcome everybody to the first official episode of Hey Beautiful, a podcast about looking good and feeling better. I'm your host, Gia Mazur. Like I said, this is our first official episode. I did an intro episode that you can listen to as well, but today we had our first guest. Her name is Carrie Thorne. She is the owner of the Beauty Mark Boutique in downtown Scranton, but she's also a total natural and green beauty lover. She's actually a brand owner. She started her own skincare line called Sexy Stems, which is a self-tanner for your legs. Also, at the Beauty Mark, you're going to find all kinds of natural skincare products. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some non-invasive procedures. So please stay tuned to our first episode. Hello and welcome everybody to Hey Beautiful. This is a podcast about looking good and feeling better. I am your host, Gia Mazur, and this is our first official episode. And I'm so excited, but I'm nervous. We have a guest here today. We didn't have one last time. I filmed a little intro episode that you can listen to as well. But today we have our first official guest. But before we get into that, I just want to remind you guys to please remember to subscribe and leave some reviews, throw us some stars. That's how we're going to be able to really get the word out and get a lot of people listening to us and what we have to say, because we're so excited and we love it. So today, I am so excited. We have Carrie Thorne. She is the owner of the Beauty Mark Boutique in downtown Scranton. Carrie, how are you?
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, thank you. We're so excited. So we're going to talk a little bit about, let's talk about the store. So anybody that's never been to the Beauty Mark, like what can they expect when they go in there?
So the Beauty Mark is unlike any other boutique in the area. And I was just so excited to be able to bring it to the downtown because, you know, the revitalization. But when you walk into the Beauty Mark, you are greeted by what's called a beauty concierge. And
oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah, I know. Who wouldn't like to be greeted by a beauty concierge?
Right.
So basically, you walk in and we just have a conversation, finding out like what your beauty needs are. We have everything from organic and natural skincare to organic makeup, bath and body. So that is our beauty bar, makeup bar downstairs. So you walk in and it's gorgeous, it's comfy, it's fun. We have fun music playing. And that's our makeup bar beauty lounge. And then upstairs is our skincare lounge. So that's where we have our facials.
All the fun stuff.
Yes.
All the fun stuff's up there.
Yeah. So we have, you know, the facials and the body slimming and toning and the organic spray tans, the lash lifts. You've had a lash lift.
Yeah, I have. I love. I have like pin straight lashes. They almost go down. So I did get a lash lift. It's like a perm for your eyelashes.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I describe it to people. Mm-hmm. But like not as scary as you'd think that sounds.
Right.
Because some people, when I tell them that, they're like, a perm for your eyelash. I'm like, yeah, but it's like, it's good and they protect your eyes. But yeah. So I go into the store, I always feel like it's like if you were just going to have a girl's day or like a girl's night out permanently, like you just live in like a girl's night out in there. So there's all kinds of stuff, but you have a lot of organic stuff. You have a lot of like natural skincare and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So tell me about that, because we can talk a little bit about kind of your background. So how about we start there? So we'll start. How'd you get into beauty? Let's talk about that, because that's what this is about.
Well, I mean, I was a little girl playing in my mom's makeup drawer at, like, you know, 3 years old and putting her pearls on and her heels and getting into her makeup. So yeah, it started off very early. I'm such a girly girl. But then I moved out to Scottsdale, Arizona. And that is a whole other world when it comes to beauty and taking care of yourself. Yeah. So I got into being more conscious of what I was putting in my body and then on my body, and got into organic makeup, skincare, and just noticed immediately the difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like feel different?
I did. Like everything. Like I used to have underlying rosacea and always having to cover it up. And then when started doing organic, it just went away. It was incredible. Yeah. So, and I always thought like, oh, organic, it's so, you know, it's so expensive.
Right. It's like bougie, right?
Yeah. But no, it really made a difference. So then I started doing some research on, you know, I had some cellulite.
Right. We all do. Yeah. And that's okay. We all got it. It's all right.
So I was looking for an organic and natural way to hide it. Mm-hmm. And that's when I developed my skincare line.
Oh, yeah. Sexy Stems.
I love that name.
I know. It's so fun. I have to, I'm relaunching it.
Oh, my God.
You know, in the middle of the craziest of my world, I'm just trying to relaunch it.
Oh, my God. Is that an exclusive? Did we just get an
exclusive? Yeah, you did, actually.
Thing?
Yeah.
Oh, Sexy Stems 2.0. I'm so excited.
I'll give you some samples.
Stop. I need. So what is Sexy Stems? So it's a...
So it, the first launch, it was a firming anti-cellulite self-tanner.
Oh my God, that's like everything everybody loves.
It was amazing. I still have my friends from Scottsdale that are like, we need some Sexy Stems. And I'm like, I'm all out. Right. I have to call my formulator.
Yeah.
But it was again, all natural. It wasn't all organic, but right. It was natural. And it really made a difference. So
that's awesome.
That just really then launched my beauty career.
Yeah. So how fun did you get to go to like the factory and the labs and like really look into, so like, is that, do you just like work with a chemist and they kind of just put stuff together for you?
Like, and it was so funny. I started it back in 2012. And literally like Google was my friend. Like,
right.
It was just, I, you know, shooting from the hip and trying to figure it out. But yeah, I worked with a chemist and
that is so cool.
Went to the warehouse and then, you know, everything. I couldn't imagine, like, even the littlest things, like picking, there's so many different bottle tops for the packaging.
Oh my God, I would never think about
that. Yeah. So it was so crazy. But I had so much fun doing it and I can't wait to, you know, have the time to get back and do it with the relaunch.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Yeah. So do you think, so now you brought what you had been interested in and doing when you were in Arizona, you kind of brought that here with the naturally organic stuff. So was that something that was important to you, like to kind of bring that back to your home region? Tell me about that.
Yeah. When I came back here, it was really hard to find something that what the beauty mark is. There are, you know, there's so many of them out there on the West Coast.
Right.
So I wanted to bring it, but it's such a different level though. And I didn't want to bring that level here. I want, you know,
make it more accessible.
Yeah.
Affordable.
Right, yeah, right. Absolutely. And just not so much where it can like confuse people. I mean, it still confuses me, like so many different products out there and ingredients and such. So yeah, I just wanted to bring in a fun environment that women and men can come to and feel just at home, have fun. And my biggest thing was I wanted to do the makeup parties and the skincare parties.
God. Tell me about those.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've been to the space. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It is. It's all white. It's all windows. It's like you could not, I mean, it really is. It's like it's so beautiful in there and you feel good when you're inside there. I think that has a lot to do with, I mean, I think what is around us has such an effect on who we are and how we feel. So I think that kind of space where it's open, it's natural light, it's all white in there.
Yeah.
That's like perfect for that.
I'm so lucky to be in the Scranton Life building. Like they're amazing and it's such a great location and with all the windows and the light. So when I first went into the space, like it was bare bones, I just envisioned just having this big, literally like bar table in the middle and just a group of ladies around having champagne or wine and doing makeup and talking about skincare and, you know, doing mini facials upstairs and just let loose, have fun and then everyone feels fabulous and leaves and goes out maybe down the street to Bar Pazzo or AV or wherever and have a good, you know, have a fun time out downtown. Yeah. So that was my envision when I came back from Scottsdale, and then make sure that it was healthy, like the products that we carry are healthy.
Right.
Also, because I was an indie brand, Sexy Stems, an indie brand, I only carry other indie brands.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. So tell me a little bit about the brands that are in the store.
So the makeup line that we carry, we're exclusive to Jane Iredale.
That's awesome.
I love Jane Iredale. Literally her makeup has changed my beauty world.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I started wearing her back in 2010, 2011. And again, it was like, it really helped with my rosacea and my pore size. And she's the only organic makeup out there. So like certified organic.
Okay. Does it have to go through like the USDA? Like it's like a big, it's a big deal, to be certified organic.
Yeah. It's through EcoCert and I forget the other company, but the ingredients that are within her makeup line and skincare line, they're harvested from her organic garden in New Hampshire.
Oh my God, she has a little garden that she makes.
Yeah. Oh well, it's God. Now like That's a big garden.
I know, it's probably huge.
Yeah, yeah. She's really grown. But I love her stuff. She's always coming out with the newest, latest, greatest. And her pigments stay.
That's awesome. That's sometimes a thing with natural makeup or organic, like anything that's like a green beauty product. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have spoken to people about it. There's not a color payoff there.
Right.
Sometimes. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. And it does. It stays. It's actually known as the makeup for brides. A lot
really?
Of brides wear it. Yeah. Because it doesn't clog your pores. It's hypoallergenic. And there's actually skincare infused within the makeup.
We love that.
Right.
We love that. And your skin is glowing. It
Thank
is beautiful.
You.
And we are under like some pretty harsh light in here. Yeah. So, and Carrie's skin is glowing. So.
If that
doesn't make everyone want to run out and go get Jane Iredale. So that's your makeup. So tell me about the skincare that's in the store and like the body products and stuff.
Yeah. So the skincare, our main one that we carry, it's called Wild Bloom. They're two women from Colorado, Fort Collins, Colorado. And again, it's all organic and it's gorgeous packaging. Like, I'm obsessed with white and rose gold.
Right.
So that's what, like, at first, when I first saw them at a beauty expo, I was like, ooh, I like this
drawn
packaging.
To it. Yeah.
And then once I started using it, because I was like, oh, I'm not so sure, you know, I was using another line, and I was, like, obsessed with that line. I was like, oh, I'm not so sure. So once I started using it, though, it really just changed everything. Their hyaluronic serum is amazing.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm obsessed with. I love, anything hyaluronic.
Right, right, right. That, it's like a wonder ingredient. It plumps you up, makes you hydrated. So good.
Yeah, and I just love the ladies that run it, that launched it. They are... they're just really sweet. They're hardworking, and it's all organic. They love all natural organic ingredients. They love to be kind of ahead of the curve when it comes to skincare and bringing in new products. And their whole line is so easy to use. It's everything from, a cleanser to the tonic that you spritz on to
Right.
your serum and then moisturizer, SPF, oils. And they cater to each skin type. So,
oh, that's awesome. So
yeah.
There's like a different thing for like dry skin
yep.
versus oily or combination. That's awesome.
Yeah. Or like problematic skin.
Right.
So when people come in, we always do a skin analysis on them. It's like a 3-page report.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you're taking like, is it like a little paper? You take like a little test to
yeah.
see what kind of skin you have. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. People love it, and then some people, like, make fun of it.
Like, I have to take a test.
Yeah.
But that's awesome, though, because I think sometimes I don't think we know what kind of skin we have. I mean,
right.
like, I shouldn't say that, because I do feel like we are all the experts of our skin and mm-hmm. what we like, but it could be crazy, because, like, there's some days where I'm like, wow, I'm looking real crusty today. I must be dry. And then there's like other days I'm an oil slick. So I mean, maybe it means I'm combination. I don't know. But I just
Probably.
Think that Right. I'm guessing. I don't really know. But I think taking a little test and having that in front of you, then you know what to buy. Because I think so many people go into buying skincare and it's, like you said, it's confusing. Mm-hmm. It's, it could be so, there's kind of a barrier to entry because it's like, well, I don't even know what I'm supposed to get. Right. I don't know what I'm doing. Well, what do I need? Mm-hmm. I don't know what my skin is. So I think that having something like that is perfect because then it's like, it's a guide for really the rest of your life. You're doing them such a service forever.
Yeah.
To know what kind of skin they have. That's awesome.
Well, I even like badger them. Like, well, how much water are you drinking? You know?
Right.
And they're like, oh, well, you know, a glass or two a day. I'm like, that doesn't cut it, sweetie.
Do we really need to be drinking more water?
Yes. Yeah. At least like a liter and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of water. I don't even know if I can ever get that down.
I know. Or at least like tea, you know.
Something that's not. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then with the skin analysis, though, we have like our regular clients that come in, we make them, you know, they have a fall winter skin analysis and a spring summer because our skin is, you know, changing with the seasons.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
That's cool. So let's talk a little bit about the upstairs.
Yeah.
So the upstairs, that's where like there's a lot of fun stuff going on.
The magic happens.
Yes. So tell me about that. Tell me about what kind of like fun, like, I don't want to say procedures because they're not medical, but they're non-invasive. Mm-hmm. Everything's non-invasive, so that's cool. There's like no downtime.
Nope.
So tell me about what we can get upstairs.
Yeah, so this, the skincare lounge, it's a loft, so just lucky to have that little space up there. So we have an area where we do organic spray tanning. Which
that's awesome.
Is I love it. You know, I just went on vacation and had a spray tan before I went away, and it makes you feel so much better.
It does. I don't know what it is about it. I don't know why we feel better. I feel like I am like a different person.
Yeah.
When I have a spray tan.
I know. Like I walk a different way. Like I have a swagger.
It is. It's the spray tan swagger.
I love that. Oh my God. We have to coin that now.
Yes, you do. And that needs to be in all your marketing materials, and I'll take a check in the mail.
Okay. No worries.
No. Okay, so spray tans, all organic spray tans.
Spray tans. We have our facials. So we do anything from a lunchtime fluff facial to...
I love that.
Isn't that fun? Yeah, like a 30-minute refresher. Just to like, you know, get your pores all clean, get you out there and glowing again.
Right.
So, we have that, we have our signature facial, we have clinical facials. The clinical facials are a little bit more invasive where not invasive where we're invading your skin.
Right, it's like needles and stuff, right?
But we, do a full, you do the 3-page skin analysis on paper and then we do an analysis of your skin. Awesome. Under lights and stuff. So, yeah. And then we have our microneedling, but not like the dermapen needling.
Okay.
That might come later. We'll see. But we do like a little microneedling with a topical filler.
Okay.
So that's with, it's just a topical filler. It's not injected in.
Okay.
But it helps with any fine lines, wrinkles.
Right.
Any like marionette lines.
Okay.
Or like frown lines. So it actually like plumps them up. And that's really great to do before like a big event. If you're going to be photographed or on TV or whatever, we can even like do some contouring. So add some cheek.
That is crazy. Yeah. So how does that work? Like, what is it?
It's a high level of hyaluronic acid. So basically the same thing that fillers, like, I don't want to name names, but you know,
like injectables.
Like, what they have, it's similar to that. It's just a high level of hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
So, and that's why we do the microneedling. So we do, and it's like the derm roller that we use. So we'll derm roll those areas and then put the topical filler on top.
And so it really can get in there.
So we open up the channels of your skin and then it like seeps down in. And you literally leave, you don't look red, nothing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great, because that could get scary. I get terrified when people tell me they're derma rolling at home, because I feel like that is not something that, unless you're like unprofessional, right. You should not be rolling something with little itsy bitsy needles all over your face.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to do it. So that's awesome. But that's cool that there's no redness.
Mm-mm.
Because that's probably one of, I think a lot of people, when they're going and they want to get something done, any kind of facial, or that, they're always wondering, like, well, I don't want to have to, like, be in my house for 3 days.
Right.
I always reference the Samantha Jones on Sex and the City before Carrie's book party, that she couldn't go and she had to wear the black veil.
Right.
And we're all terrified that that's going to happen to us. So that's awesome that if they come to the beauty mark, that is not going to happen to them.
That's not going to happen to you. No, because we don't do intensive peels. And again, I love me a
peel.
A peel.
Right.
I do. And I'll do it. Like, I'll do an intense peel on myself at home when I know I'm not going anywhere and
absolutely.
I'm not going to see my man or anyone. But, we do, like, if we're going to do a peel, we do a flower acid peel. And it's just a really light... it's really light, but it still does the job. So
that's cool.
But you're not leaving all red and scary.
Okay, good. And then let's talk a little bit about the, I forgot the name of it. You're going to have to tell me. Yes, the cryoskin.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the cryoskin.
I love the cryoskin. So, the cryoskin, it's a non-invasive technology from Paris, and there's three components to it. There's slimming, toning, four components. Slimming, toning, cellulite reduction, and then a non-surgical facelift.
Well.
Yeah.
So, and it's basically, it's a little wand.
Mm-hmm.
That gets super cold.
Yes.
How cold does it get?
For slimming, it gets down to around -8 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
So Fahrenheit, I'm not sure. I'd have to, you know.
I know, I don't do math.
I wasn't good at math.
No, neither was I. So, okay, we're just going to say -8 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
And then if you guys want to figure that out, you can Google it. I'm sure it's there. And it's a wand. And basically, you run it over certain parts of the body.
Yeah.
And it freezes the fat cells.
It does. So if you're looking to have your body, like any part of your body slim, and again, you have to be a candidate where you have a healthy lifestyle. So you have a decent diet. You work out.
Because this is coming out in your sweat and other forms of detox of your body.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we, you know, if you don't take care of your body, then it's really not really going to do its job.
Right. Right.
So
it's. There's no, I mean, I would love if there was a miracle that I could like sit at home. Like I'm always like waiting for the day that like I could just sit on my couch and eat whatever I want. And like, I just go get something done. And then I look exactly how I want to look, but that it doesn't exist.
No.
So you have to kind of put work in it.
Put a little bit of work into it,
right.
But it's like those areas that we have problems with. So like, for instance, my arms, like I'm pretty thin everywhere else, but like I just have this little bit of like nagging fat on my arms. And even if I work out my arms or if I whatever, I still can't get rid of it. So with the cryoskin, with the slimming, we manipulate the fat there. So we go ahead and take the very cold wand and we use a massage technique. So we're basically like massaging the fat with the 8 degrees Celsius wand.
Wow.
And it's a 30-minute treatment. And you really should lose at least an inch in that one session.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's our goal. So what we do is we have a client come in, we do an assessment, we figure out like what their goals are for the slimming or any sort of goal they want done
right.
with the cryoskin. And then we start to talk about how many sessions that they're going to need and such. So
okay, because some are multiple sessions that you should come back for. Okay.
Yeah, usually for the slimming, it's anywhere from like 5 to 10 sessions.
Okay.
But again, once we go ahead and we freeze those fat cells, they eliminate through your lymphatic system and through waste and through sweating. So once they eliminate out, and it takes around 14 days, upwards of 3 weeks, till you see like the end results.
Right.
But once they're eliminated, they're gone.
Right. Right. They're not
coming back.
Unless you're
Yeah.
Right. Unless they're naturally coming back by means of whatever. But, yeah. Right. So that's awesome. So then that's gone. Because then there's also, I got the facial.
Yes.
Right. So, the facial is something where I felt like, and you had said this too, it's like, before anyone is going to a red carpet event, mm-hmm. they're getting these things done because it's like that.
Yeah.
It like sucks your face back. Yes. It really does. And you have like a really lifted look to your face. And so is that just one session to look like that? Or do you need a couple?
To be permanent, you need a few. You probably need about 10, 5 to 10, just depending on, you know, someone that's a little bit of mature age needs 10.
Right.
Someone like me, you know, between 5 to 10. I do them on myself, like weekly. Like I did one the other day before.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Is that why you're glowing also?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm also just really happy.
That's good too.
Yeah.
See? You have to look good because you feel good. I love that.
Yeah.
But okay, so that's like something that's a couple sessions will probably do you good for that.
And the non-surgical facelift, and that's what you had. You, like you said, you have that sculpted look. Your brows are lifted.
Right.
So it looks like you had a little bit of, you know, some Botox.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And then even like some, like I have like the frown lines and stuff. So lift those up and then you're good to go. If you have like a big event going on, you know, if you're going to a wedding or a gala, right. It does wonders. And then once you put your makeup on,
it's so different. Yeah. Right, absolutely. Yeah. I just want to say really fast, because this is probably going to come up a lot on this podcast, and I think I need to like establish the boundary right now. So I am not saying anybody needs anything. You do not need makeup. You do not need skin. I mean, you probably should. You got to take care of your skin. You have to. But it's a part of your body. But you don't need stuff. You don't need procedures. But if it's something that you would like to get done because it's going to make you feel good, then you have 1,000%. You are right to get that done and do that. And if you like it, it's fun. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're talking about because it's super fun.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that right now, and I'm probably gonna have to say it again, but I think it's something that there is a stigma that it's like a high maintenance thing, mm-hmm. that like, women, they take care of themselves, they're just that's all they talk about. But like I really do think it's important, and it makes us feel good to get this stuff done, and it's fun. And like you said, it's like you and your girlfriend hanging out around this, like in this beautiful space around this little bar, having champagne, talking about skincare. That sounds like the best day in the whole world to me.
I know. I love it. And I get to live it every day. Like I get to have my girlfriends down and I just want to build it big and get more people in there and just have fun. And again, when people walk in, it's never judgment or what do you need done and throw a million
Absolutely.
Things at you.
Yes.
Number one, you are beautiful on the inside, and we just want to radiate that beauty out. We never ever want to cover up.
Right.
So
that is the best way to talk about it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's about featuring.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah. So we're probably gonna have to wrap up quick, but I want to talk to you quick about what you like to use. So what's your makeup, skincare, what are you wearing right now? I see you got a lip on.
Yeah.
You got some mascara. Tell me about that. So you do Wild Bloom. That's like a big.
Yes. So I do Wild Bloom, the skincare line.
Okay.
And then I mix in a few others that I'm trying out right now to possibly carry in the store. So, but Wild Bloom's my go-to right now. And then of course the Jane Iredale.
Right.
For me, I don't really follow makeup trends. There's just so many that they go through. I swear it's like weekly. It's hard to keep
up on. Absolutely. You're so right.
But I really love just being natural and enhancing what I have. Right now I'm really into, I have like this spicy peach lip liner on.
I love it.
With like a little bit of the it's called Snowberry Gloss. It's like very like sparkly.
Yeah. It's like so nice for like a sunny spring day.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like on the beach last week and I had it on and my boyfriend was like, ooh, sparkly lips. I was like, I'm glad you noticed.
If he's noticing, then that means it's good.
That it's working. But and I love like contouring. It's just like I've always contoured. So I love like a golden glow look, like just a nice bronzy look, especially, you know, stepping into spring. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for being here today. This was so fun to talk to you. I could be here for 6 hours.
I know.
I am Gia Mazur, and please remember to subscribe, leave us some reviews, throw us some stars, and check out the Hey Beautiful column on newsstands inside Life and Times in the Sunday Times. We will catch you next time.